All right, so as Kamal Nath declares in that interview that he should in fact be applauded for what he did during the 84 riots, the question is, who will replace him as the Congress leader overseeing Punjab? Could that person be Sheila Dixit, or will she choose a role for herself in Uttar Pradesh instead? This amid reports yet again, because we hear these reports again and again from the Congress every few weeks, and now it's become every few years, that Priyanka Gandhi Vadra this time will be playing a larger role in Uttar Pradesh, not as CM candidate, but as somebody who will officially lead the campaign, and this time campaign beyond the family pockets of Amethi and Rae Bareli. The real question on the program today, whether it's Kamal Nath's exit or what the Congress will do going forward, is who is owning these decisions? Who's the boss? Kamal Nath in that interview says it's Sonia Gandhi. So did Sonia Gandhi then take the decision to make him poll in charge of Punjab and then have him take it back? Who's calling the shots, and when will the Congress wake up to its existential crisis? What does this entire 1984 goof-up tell us about the leadership crisis in the party? On the program today, Sambit Patra of the BJP is with us. Vijayinder Singla of the Congress is with us. Tavleen Singh, well-known journalist, author and commentator, is with me in the studio. Ashish Khetan, member of the Aam Aadmi Party, is with us. And also Pawan Khera, also with the Congress and a commentator, is with us. I will start with you, Tavleen. Let me get the non-political view here. We see Kamal Nath actually lasting 3 days in the role that he's assigned to him, and this is meant to be the famed reorganization, or at least part of it, of the Congress. What's going on here? You're no fan of the Congress, that we know, but this seems muddled, this seems confused, this seems like nobody's in charge.
Okay, I'm no fan of either the Congress or the BJP. When it comes to 1984, I have a very clear stand, which is that the Congress was responsible. It was Congress workers in the street. And if they had had a proper commission of inquiry instead of a whitewash commission of inquiry, these things would have been settled a long time ago. Mm. On the 1st of November, I was in Amritsar, so I don't know anything that happened outside the Gurdwara. And, you know, Kamal Nath has been an old friend of mine. I don't believe that he was involved. But certainly Congress workers were involved. And whoever...
And there is the perception and the symbolism, right? You send a Kamal Nath. Now, either what I said to him was, if you're so confident that you're innocent, you stay the course. Or you should not have been put in that place to begin with.
Well, this is the puzzling thing. Either the decision-making is really in limbo. You know, there's so much confusion that nobody knows what to do. They've run out of options, leaders, I don't know. But considering that whenever Kamal Nath goes abroad, the NRI-6 always gather and make a racket, somebody, whoever took this decision, should have thought more carefully about
it. And should have anticipated that this would come their way. Sambit Patra, you, however, took this a step further. You said the fact that he's actually stepped aside from the post reflects guilt. How does it reflect guilt? You have Kamal Nath saying, you know, even the Akalis did not raise this all these decades. Even when the parliament debate took place on the Nanavati Commission report, Sukhbir Badal was among those who spoke, and he never mentioned Kamal Nath's name. So you're allowed to have a bit of bit of fun at the Congress's expense. But how do you declare this guilt of Kamal Nath?
No, in fact, Barkha, you don't need to have fun at the Congress's expense, because the C in Congress stands for confusion. I mean, look, I mean, we are forgetting one very important thing over here. You would be astonished to know, Barkha, that the Congress began its election campaign in Punjab from 6th June of this year. That's only a few days ago. And 6th June coincides with Operation Blue Star as well. Their campaign begins with coincides with Operation Blue Star. And then we have Kamal Nath appointed as the chairperson of the campaigning committee in Punjab. So all of this is too much of coincidence. Naturally, it is almost akin to what the bigger Badal was saying in Punjab. And that was rubbing salt in the wounds of people of Punjab. As far as Kamal Nath is concerned, as to why it's almost acceptance of guilt, because if he felt that he was cleared by Nanavati Commission, and I have the complete 186 page of Nanavati Commission report in front of me, and the whole two pages, 139 and 140 page, these two pages are dedicated to Kamal Nath, you would find that it is not that the Nanavati Commission has absolved Kamal Nath. I'll just read out one line.
No, I read
in absence of better evidence, it is not possible. So I have not heard the interview though, but I would say,
I read out
in absence
of
better evidence.
I'm just making the point that I read out exactly this to Kamal Nath.
Yes, in absence of better evidence, it is not possible for the commission to say that he had in manner instigated the mob or that he was involved in the attack. Yeah. And you would be astonished, it's too big a statement. I would not like to go into the statement, but Nanavati commission is too suspicious about Kamal Nath. They have not at all given him a kind of go away. It's only the evidence was not present. Now, with knowing all this, I mean, it would be absolutely surprising to know that Sonia Gandhi would not be aware of this. Rahul Gandhi would not be aware of this. If Sonia ji and Rahul ji were not aware of these facts about Kamal Nath, about facts of Operation Blue Star, so naturally the word that comes to my mind is absolute bankruptcy and confusion.
So let me get in Vijay Inder Singla, but Asambit, just to put the record straight, you haven't seen that interview of mine. We did read out all of these bits, including the Nanavati Commission saying that Kamal Nath's reply was a bit vague. That's the word the commission used, but it did in the end say that there is not enough evidence, which is the portion you read out. Vijay Inder Singla, Kamal Nath says Sonia Gandhi was the one who called him to actually say that be the general secretary of Punjab. That's what he said on record to me. He also denies that he was asked to put in his papers from that post. But the interesting thing he said, I said to him, who's the boss in the party? And he said, it's very clearly Sonia Gandhi. So if that's the case, then what is all this sort of bi-monthly thing that we keep hearing about Rahul Gandhi's elevation? Who owns the mistake of making Kamal Nath the head of the Punjab campaign?
As far as the leadership issue you are talking about, and I'm very confident and clear.
Because galti hui hai, kiski galti hai?
See, as far as you are talking about the decision, I would like to say that Kamal Nath ji had resigned because he was feeling pained that what all happened.
Yes.
And the way the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party tried to snowball this issue after his appointment, because nobody had spoken this for last 32 years. And all of a sudden, when he becomes the general secretary in charge of the Congress Party of Punjab before the election, and the party decided to make him the in charge, and they start talking of all this. So I think he was feeling pained, and in the interest of the party, because as you have interviewed him and you know, there are larger issues in Punjab which needs to be addressed and we need to focus upon. And right. That's what the Congress party
but
is trying to
but
do
I would
and
argue that there
raise
are
issues.
Issues in the Congress, which also the Congress needs to focus upon. And this really seems to be increasingly a party that is imploding. And that is the point. But I want to now open this debate beyond the Kamal Nath issue to the larger issue of the Congress leadership crisis. I want to bring in Ashish Khetan. Now, Ashish, the Aam Aadmi Party was very aggressive on the Kamal Nath issue. In some ways, by him removing himself from that debate, you've lost that point of attack. Now, very interestingly, just today, the Lieutenant Governor of Delhi has forwarded your government's complaint of a water tanker scam against former Chief Minister Sheila Dixit. This on the same day as reports emerged that she could either replace Kamal Nath in Punjab or take on a larger role in Uttar Pradesh. So how do we read this this timing, Ashish?
Well, Barkha, let me just tell you that Kamal Nath is only incidental to this debate. The larger debate is the culture of impunity that political parties have created in the country, where the ringleaders of riots and genocides, they get away, while only the foot soldiers have to pay the price. In the eye of history, the Rajiv Gandhi government will always remain complicit for the 1984 anti-Sikh program, as much as the Modi regime, the Modi government, stands guilty of the 2002 Gujarat riots. Without the message from the top that nothing will happen to the rioters if they indulge in massacres, riots do not take place. Without the state winking and looking the other way and the police administration looking the other way, riots don't take place, whether it was Delhi in 1984 or Ahmedabad in 2002.
But aren't you also all making it a poll issue?
Convictions in the
but Ashish, haven't you sought to make this?
This
haven't
is a
you
poll
also
issue.
Sought to politicize it for the Punjab elections? This. And how do you talk a little bit about the larger issue that when now you can't target Kamal Nath because he's out of the way, you have turned your fire to Sheila Dixit?
Well, as I said, Kamal Nath, Sheila Dixit are only incidental to the debate. The larger debate is that 30 years down the line, there is still no justice. People of Punjab don't see any justice at the end of 30 years, long 30 years of wait, because, as I said, the ringleaders, the top leaders of the Congress party have managed to get away. Let me tell you, if the Congress was neutral, and if the Congress government, the Rajiv Gandhi government, had taken stern action First of all, organized mobs would not have gathered on the streets of Delhi, number one. Number two, if the police was neutral, even if the mob had gathered, perhaps barring an incident or two, there would not have been massive massacre. 3,006 would not have got killed. And if the state was neutral, the ringleaders would have been paying the consequences. So the state was complicit right from the start till the very beginning. And even today, whether it's Modi government or the Congress government in the past, they have all been guilty of shielding the rioters, of their own party.
Pawan Khera, you have been a political secretary to Sheila Dixit when she was chief minister. The question that all of this sort of churn within the Congress, starting from what seems to be a mutinous rebellion by Bhupinder Hooda in Haryana, Ajit Jogi in Chhattisgarh, Gurudas Kamath in Maharashtra, you've lost Himanta Biswa in Assam, you have an Amarinder Singh saying, you haven't even declared me chief ministerial candidate yet, when is the high command going to get off its high horse? That was his exact quote on record to NDTV. What the Kamal Nath issue really says to me is that nobody's in charge in the Congress.
I don't think so. You're talking about the churning. Churning keeps happening every 10 to 15 years in the Congress, and we welcome it.
This is not healthy churning, this is not chaos.
I call it churning. I call it reinvention. This is a transition period for us, which is, I think, it will throw up good leadership. It will throw up good issues. It will ensure that we reinvent ourselves.
A 72-hour tenure for Kamal Nath.
I have a comment to make on that reorganization, shuffle of the party. No, it was not a reshuffle. It was not a reorganization. The media wants to put it that way. It's a different issue. But what the party did...
Who took the decision? He says Sonia Gandhi did.
Absolutely right. And it was a good decision. It was a very good decision.
Then stay with it.
But the party, Mr. Kamal Nath showed extreme sensitivity to the sentiments of people by quitting. And he was so right that the narrative is getting hijacked by Ashish Khetan and Sambit Patra. 84 will become the narrative, whereas the...
So why didn't you think of that before?
The issues
why
where
didn't you
are
think of, Why didn't anyone
because,
think of that before appointing
because
him?
Because nobody in the media, even you didn't think Kamal Nath was involved in 84.
How do you know what I think or don't think?
Tavleen is so right when she says that, well, she's convinced more or less that he was not involved. Kamal Nath was there on the behest of the cops to try and diffuse the tension there. I mean... Read the Nanavati Commission report.
Sambit Patra
is very, very happy that he's resigned, therefore he's guilty. And that he's trying to cover up the fact that Narendra Modi did not resign in Gujarat. He did not follow the Raj Dharma, just to show that he's not guilty. Narendra Modi did not resign means he's not guilty.
Okay, Sambit, quick interjection there, and then I want to go to Tavleen. Yeah.
Look, we are having a technical debate, and when I quote from Nanavati Commission or when I quote from Book of Sanjay Sodhi, naturally I quote
the SIT also said, why was the rally allowed? Why were the bodies brought from Godhra to Ahmedabad? These are also points in the Commission report.
Why was the Vishwendu Parishad allowed to speak in Ahmedabad when the riots were going on? I accept that the Congress is extremely frustrated, but don't be so frustrated not to allow others to speak. Allow me to speak as well.
Number one, I was into a technical portion.
You're on a... Where the judiciary has said, and I can quote you what the High Court said as far as 1984 riots are said. The High Court said that we feel like hanging our head in shame when we see the complicity of the state in this whole riots. This is the exact word of the High Court.
Okay,
hang on. Please get the High Court word.
Nowhere in 2002 has any court said that this state was responsible. Pawan, you must let him speak. Samit, make your point.
Look, what is a bigger issue since we are going into a bigger canvas? Let me make this point. Today we are discussing about Sheila Dixit. See, she is a senior leader. I'm a junior one from Delhi, so I would not make off-the-cuff remark as mostly the Aam Aadmi people make. But I would say that people have to be retrieved from the retiring houses itself indicates to the fact that there is bankruptcy of leadership in Delhi, in Congress. Or else there should have been umpteen number of leaders who could have replaced Kamal Nath or who could have gone as a CM candidate.
Let me add a question there and then I want to go to Tavleen. The fact is that every few weeks, every time there's a crisis, there's a kind of spin that comes, and that's fair. Spin doctoring is something that all politicians do. that the Gandhis are, you know, are going to come in and take a bigger role. I have lost count of the number of times I have been hearing for the last 3 years that Rahul Gandhi is going to be elevated, he's going to take over over as party president, or that Priyanka Gandhi is going to campaign outside Amethi and Raebareli. I mean, is this really going to happen this time? Is that what you think is your last card left to play?
Do you really think it comes from the Congress? I mean, if media speculates about Priyanka Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, I mean, you're free to speculate.
Forget where it comes from.
We are very clear.
We are being told she's going to head
right now.
No, we are being told that now Priyanka Gandhi, today, we are told that Priyanka Gandhi is going to
head. Told on record by anyone? Told on record?
Well, most journalism doesn't happen on record.
If it happens, it will come via a press briefing or a press release. We'll discuss it then. Why are we discussing it in a speculative realm? I don't understand this.
I want to get you in on this, you know, a question I like to ask the Congress, and it doesn't make them happy, that Modi wants talks of a Congress Mukt Bharat, but maybe the question is whether the Congress can ever be a Gandhi Mukt Congress, because in their assessment of themselves, this is the last card left to play. If Sonia and Rahul haven't worked, bring out Priyanka in Uttar Pradesh.
It's very, very depressing, because actually we don't need to be mukt of any political party.
Exactly.
We need our political, and our two main political parties, forgive me saying this, are both dependent on personalities. If Narendra Modi had not been there in 2014, the BJP would have been in a really bad condition.
Yeah.
They haven't built up, either of these parties, a credible second rung of leadership. And the Congress is more guilty than the BJP, because at least the BJP has had two or three chief ministers that we can count as having won on their own.
Yeah.
The Congress party, even their senior leaders, except actually, oddly enough, Kamal Nath, who keeps winning on his own, no matter what happens. But otherwise, the reason why they were reduced to 44 seats in this Lok Sabha is because they keep depending on, oh, if it's not Rahul, we'll bring in Priyanka. If it's not Priyanka, let's bring in Robert Vadra. And then the children are growing up and bring them in. I mean, what is this? Is this a political party or a private limited company?
Who wants to come in on that? Let me just get a quick response.
Quickly,
I want to go to Ashish.
Can I say something?
What leadership should my party have? Yeah. It's my headache. Nobody should.
But
really
no, you're
I'm sorry. As long as that leadership has acceptance amongst
it's
the workers of my party,
they'll
certainly
it's
be our leaders.
It's the headache of India
that the Congress party
brought freedom to India has been reduced to this. It's our headache, Pavan. Don't think it's just your.
It's the same India which elects the Congress back to power also. They don't reject their leadership. Five governments supported by the Congress have not had Gandhi as prime ministers. You don't question that.
Okay.
Why do you always have an objection to Gandhi?
I'll allow Tavleen to respond, and then Ashish, then Sambit, then Vijayendra.
Okay, you know, it's this kind of denial that has got the Congress where it has. Okay. There's been, you know, that Antony report was not a report. It was an attempt to whitewash the lack of leadership that is left in the Congress party. And if
did you read
all,
it? Did
yes.
you read it?
Yes.
You are one of the lucky ones. I don't think many people
I read what was in the newspapers.
It was a very brutally honest report, first of all.
Well, I read what there was in the newspapers.
It went into aspects which I, as a young congressman,
would
not
expect.
Why did you hide
it from us?
Can we move on to
what
appeared
in
the
newspapers?
It was
brutally honest.
I'm sorry, what
appeared in the newspapers is not what I'm talking about.
Okay,
I'm talking about the Antony Committee report.
Okay, I want to go to Ashish now, and then Sambit, then Vijayendra Singh. Ashish, go ahead.
Yeah, so actually, what I want to say is, Barkha, is that Congress has become a party. I agree that it is their internal affair. But let me tell you, Congress is largely a party of dynasts and rajwades. So for Punjab, you know, election in charge or state in charge, they pull Kamal Nath from some, you know, closet. And look who they have pulled off in Punjab itself, who is leading the campaign, Captain Amrinder Singh. Now, 6 months ago, Captain Amrinder Singh and BJP had almost come together to form a party, and they had even named the party, which they said they will call it Punjab Vikas Party. It was only because of Captain Amrinder Singh's foreign bank accounts, which surfaced, because of which Arun Jaitley told Modi
that if your political worldview is based on gossip columns, tomorrow we'll have an egg on our face.
Why
of Punjab case.
Why are you not letting others complete? Well, this is not the way to, you know, have a debate.
Because and we have to learn how to throw out leaders from you.
Let me just have my piece. I didn't interrupt
you.
You
really need to learn that.
Let me just tell you, Captain Amrinder Singh was almost ready to desert the party. He had.
But he was ready to desert the party because the Congress was the
That's very wrong of you to say.
Okay, now, say something about AAP leaders trying to join Congress or BJP and then ending up in AAP. You know who I'm talking about.
You say whatever you want to say, but let me have my say.
You are only naming the party, right?
Why are you not letting me complete?
Neither.
You must tell us.
Okay.
Captain Amrinder Singh had never joined hands with the BJP to form the third party, right?
I have to put mics down to have this one at a time. Ashish, Amrinder Singh indeed was going to leave the Congress, but that was because the Congress was not willing to make him the face of the campaign. And guess what? They still haven't declared him chief ministerial candidate. And he's saying, jaldi karo, stop waffling. So, but he was going to leave because of that and nothing to do with the allegations around foreign bank accounts. So, when you say he was leaving because of that, that's not why he was going to leave.
Let me complete. You're absolutely right. The Congress party was not worried about his foreign bank accounts. It was Mr. Arun Jaitley and Modi when they got the information that he actually has foreign bank accounts and they may have to prosecute him at some point in the future, that the BJP stopped short of forming a party or supporting Amrinder Singh's Punjab Vikas Party. So that's what I'm saying. It's complete bankruptcy of the Congress party.
I'll get Vijay Sadhya to respond
center,
and then Sadhya.
Or in the states, they don't have young blood in their ranks. And they don't have genuine leaders, either Rajwales or Maharajas or dynasts.
No, too many Congress voices. They have two Congress spokespersons. Allow the BJP to react, please.
Okay, go ahead. Sambit, go ahead. Okay, Sambit, go ahead.
He's quite aggressive. No,
first, I understand the compulsion of Mr. Just a second. I understand the compulsion of Mr. Ashish Khaitan. He has to draw in both the Congress and the BJP in every statement. And naturally, he has to find the shortest route to Mr. Narendra Modi, which he is doing. Anyways, not getting into all these rhetorics, let me come into substance. As far as Tabligh's statement that, well, both BJP and Congress are kind of projecting personality cult, I would beg to differ. I would say, look, what is the basic difference between BJP and Congress? Kind of something.
I'm not quoting the exact statement. I said before.
Something to that effect.
No, I didn't say that.
Something to that effect, Tavli.
I said that the party.
Okay, well, you did not say that. You say that Mr. Modi was the face in 2014
leadership.
And that was wrong. Where's the second rung?
Where's the second
rung?
That's what she said. Yeah.
Well, can I please answer? Yes. I was not interjecting anyone.
Okay,
please can
yeah,
I
yeah, but if you give the wrong answer, there's no point in giving it. I didn't say what you said.
Can I please?
No, you cannot, because you're misquoting me.
You did not say that. Well, you did not say that, but please allow me to complete my sentence.
You cannot, if you charge me with saying something I did not say, I will interrupt you. So say what I did say, which is that both parties lack a second rung of leadership. Answer that, Mr. Sambit.
Well, can I come in?
Yes, now please.
Now you have permission.
See, Sambit, you complain about me. What if Tavleen were the anchor of the show? You'd never be able to speak.
Yeah, I would put it down.
Okay, Sambit, go ahead.
Let me forget about all these things. Let me come to substance.
Yes.
Look, I have always said these words. Let me again repeat this. I mean, as far as BJP and Congress is concerned, the basic difference is in BJP, the party is the family, whereas in Congress, the family is the party. That is the basic difference.
Okay.
I don't understand as to how.
And then there is a Sangh Parivar. There's another family you forgot. The Sangh Parivar. Sambit. Sangh Parivar.
Sangh Parivar. What is this?
There's another family.
We should all have some basic courtesies and behavior when I'm debating. I never interrupted you, Mr. Pawar.
Okay, let Sambit speak. I have to move on. So
better learn that.
Acha Sambit.
Yes.
On the substantive point. Ashish said BJP and Amrinder had almost joined hands.
Right?
Sambit.
No, I didn't understand what your question was.
Ashish Khaitan says that the BJP and Captain Amrinder Singh had almost joined hands to form their own party. So why are you now sitting in judgment on the captain?
No, I discount Ashish's statement. We have heard enough of Ashish and Mr. Arvind Kejriwal. Their statements and their truths are known to the world. Let them speculate. Let them continue with all that. We have no problem. But the bigger question over here is about the crisis in the Congress party. And let me just remind you as to what Hemanta Biswa Sarma had said only after winning Assam elections.
Yes.
He said that time and again he visited Mr. Rahul Gandhi.
Yes.
The moment he would start a talk with Mr. Rahul Gandhi, the dog would walk in and then Mr. Rahul Gandhi would drop Hemanta Biswa Sarma as a hot potato. tattoo and he would pick up the dog and feed biscuits to him. Yes. This is not a story. This shows the mindset of Congress. This is not just a story. This shows that if
they
you
like
first,
dogs,
Mr.
So Paul,
I'll just tell you at the end. First, you have to recognize the disease to have a major
surgery.
I'm going to have to bring your mic down if you continue like this. Mr. Singla, please, your last comments on what's happening in Punjab.
Can I first comment on what Tavleen ji and
Please,
As far as Tavleen ji just now said that they that she expects the Gandhi Mukt Bharat, I am just would like to convey to her that it is the Gandhi family who has sacrificed their lives for this nation. And as far as if you look at the UPA 1 and the UPA 2, it was the Gandhi family who wanted Dr. Manmohan Singh to lead the country.
This is not relevant to the debate.
This is not relevant to the debate. I never interrupted anybody.
Okay, Mr. Singla, thank you. Ashish, very quickly on this.
From now onwards, I will also not anybody speak then.
No, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Mr. Ashish Khetan, on the ACB case of Sheila Dixit, you have not commented on that. I've asked you 3 times.
So it is just a coincidence that today, or rather yesterday, the case was sent to Lieutenant Governor and he has forwarded it to Sheila Dixit. It has nothing to do with Sheila Dixit taking over as Punjab in charge or Uttar Pradesh in charge. The fact remains that it was the AAP government which in its 49 days tenure registered 2 or 3 FIRs against Sheila Dixit, one of which was related to Commonwealth, another was related to DJB, and now we have again, because no more Anti-Corruption Bureau works under the Arvind Kejriwal government. Mind you, in the 49-day tenure government, the Anti-Corruption Bureau was with us. Okay. So we could have gone ahead and registered FIRs. That's how we registered the FIR against Mukesh Ambani. But now ACB has been taken over by the Modi regime. So we can only forward request to the central government. It's now up to them to investigate and
ascertain
the full truth and prosecute.
Okay. I'm going to allow literally 20 seconds to Sambit, 20 seconds to Pawan, and then Tavleen gets the last word. Sambit, go ahead.
You see, I'm astonished that a debate which is about the Congress party has Mr. Modi drawn at least 10 times by the Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson. Yeah. That shows their mindset. As far as the Congress is concerned, well, as rightly pointed out by Mr. Pawan, the Gandhi family is their headache. It is not a headache.
Okay.
Please,
not a headache.
You're welcome to have your headache.
It's
you treat your headache.
Okay.
If you don't treat your headache,
know,
you suffer.
Okay, Pawan.
Barkha, their problem with the Gandhi family, they are scared of the Gandhis. They've always been, Atalji onwards, they've always been
very
scared of the Gandhis.
Gandhis.
And I'm glad. Let them criticize the Gandhis. Let them do their tirades against the Gandhis. I know why they're doing it. They know this is the only family which can defeat
them. Wrap it up for us.
The Congress party must discover what it stands for. It must rebuild the party in a way that it becomes a credible political party instead of just being a private limited company.
We will leave it there. That is it on the buck stops here. A volatile episode. But election season is firmly upon us, that's for sure. Punjab and Uttar Pradesh feel almost like the general elections. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.